All right, instant reactions. England, USA. USA wins 0-0 with Dillette, Owen. I'm not going to introduce y'all because no one really cares how y'all are doing. No one cares how I'm doing.
Care how you doing. How are you doing?
Drop 5 stars if you're enjoying today's episode.
Crazy intro.
I lost my voice at the pub, and I lost my voice at the pub singing the Star Spangled Banner like 7 times. But I only want to say one thing, and that's that Tyler Adams is the greatest fucking player on the planet Earth. And if you fucking disagree, you can go fuck yourself.
No, that's actually facts.
Yeah,
that's fact. He's the reason Jude Bellingham got hooked in like the 60th minute.
Yeah, there's a reason he's captain.
Okay, I want to redo that for TikTok because I curse too much.
Yeah, what's the? It's like the most R-rated episode, and it's only like 5 minutes.
I lost my voice at the pub singing the Star Spangled Banner 7 different times. I got terrible looks from English people. And I only want to say one thing, and that's Tyler Adams is the greatest fucking player on the planet Earth. There, that's good for TikTok.
That's great.
That's good. Well, like that, hop back in now.
Okay, yeah. All right.
But not on a real, how old is Tyler Adams? That's a phenomenal game.
It was. I think like US should have converted chances because now we're in a tough spot against Iran. Now we have to beat Iran. Iran only need a draw to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the US could have pushed a little more for a goal, like
especially towards the end.
Like, dude, because literally, yeah, no, but I mean, they were pushing towards the end, but like, literally, draw and loss were in the exact same position. Like, we still have to win against Iran, regardless.
That first half, they had good push. You know, they had the chances, they just couldn't get on the end of it.
Pulisic off the crossbar, bro, off the crossbar.
I was watching that. I didn't even think anything was going to come from that, and I just see a bang off the crossbar. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
It went dead quiet. A pub with like a couple hundred people in it. Dead quiet. Dead quiet.
That was such a random, like, dude. Rohan, expert analysis. What's the XG on that shot?
I think like 0.15 or something like that. Because there's right. defenders in front of him. It's near post and the keeper's behind it. And he's like in an awkward angle.
Yeah, no, it was a wildly unlikely shot to even get close. Oh, I was gonna say we need to rebrand now as a full-on soccer podcast. We can't
see this
battle fully. It's now soccer. We won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a soccer podcast.
That was definitely
undisputed.
A win in the US is good.
I think what was interesting from a Southgate's perspective, not playing
no
fucking Phil
that.
Foden.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole game.
The whole game. That game was crying out for Phil Foden. And if I'm an English fan, I'm so pissed at Southgate for playing Mason Mount instead of Phil Foden. That game was crying for Phil Foden to step into it.
It's not even that Phil Foden would have been amazing. It's like every single England attacker was off. So like, why not put someone in? It was just terrible. It's also funny to see like Phil Foden gets picked week in, week out by like one of the greatest coaches ever. And like, he's just struggling to get minutes under Southgate. Like this just shows volumes to what England is dealing with their management.
I've backed Southgate very heavily in the past, but this is like pushing me close to the edge of Southgate out.
Him not starting your favorite player.
No, not, I understand not starting. Mason Mount fits Southgate's system better. He wants a player who can play on the half turn. Mason Mount's better at that than Phil Foden. But you're 70 minutes in, you're seeing Mason Mount play horrendous, and you're still not playing Phil Foden. You put on fucking Jordan Henderson and not Phil Foden. You put on a shell of a player.
Okay, to be fair, as much as I was against that, it kind of helped the game. The Hendo sub helped the game a little bit.
Yeah, it did kind of get that transition.
But that's just because Jude was off. Jude was off.
Yeah, dude, yeah, off game. It was same with Saka, Sterling, Harry Kane. Oh, my goodness. I know we need to keep this short, but I could talk for so – he was so bad this game, bro.
Speak on it.
So bad. First of all, like, at Spurs, he drops deep because Spurs suck. The England team isn't that bad. They can move the ball up without him. Yeah, he's dropping deep and just doing absolutely nothing, bro. It's not helping anyone. And it's just leaving the box vacant. It's just a terrible system. And every time he got a touch on the ball, it was a misplaced pass or just like a backwards pass. Wasn't really actually creating in any way, getting chances off. It was just a horrible game, dude.
Speaking of horrible games, Anthony Robinson should never touch a football pitch ever again in his life. I have never seen such a sorry ass excuse for a player before. His first touch is terrible. His second touch is terrible. He takes on the entire English back line just to lose the ball and then throws his hands up when he has no support. I cannot stand Anthony Robinson. He is one of the worst players I've ever laid my eyes on in my entire fucking life.
Jesus Christ.
No, I let it slide against Wales because I was like, you know what? It's his first World Cup game. Maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, maybe the nerves are getting to him. I watched him today. Four times he dribbled straight out of bounds. Two of those times, first touch took him straight out of bounds.
Yeah, I saw one of just like when he first touched nobody on him, just goes straight through his legs out of bounds.
No pressure. I understand we don't have another left back, but honestly, dude, I'm fine with sticking Christian Pulisic at left wing back and someone else at left wing because I don't want I'd rather have 10 men on the field than have Anthony Robinson and 10 men.
Yeah, that's nuts. Pulisic at left wing back out of spite.
Out of spite.
Their best player getting put to left wing back just purely out of spite.
Purely out of spite. But no, sorry, I sidetracked us. Yes, back to the English perspective, English side of things. Owen, what were your thoughts?
Oh, I think it was a poor game by them. You know, I expected a lot more coming out. I just think, you know, obviously you can take the first half for perspective, and U.S. just had all the attacking power going forward. It didn't really look like there was any momentum in England's way. And then you take Jude Bellingham off and then Henderson on, and it kind of switches up a little bit. But they just didn't really have anything going forward. You know,
Do you think they're keeping the same lineup for next game? Because the lineup's been set for a minute now, or at least at like the last two games, it's been identical lineups. Will this change anything?
I think he's better off putting Jack Grealish instead of Sterling and then Foden instead of Mount against Wales, because Wales sit in a low block.
For sure.
These are two Manchester City players who play play against a low block week in and week out. They know how to go through a low block.
Are England through already? How does the group work?
No, they're not through. Not quite.
They're tied on points with Oh no, they're on four
they're
points.
They're at the top. They have
3 points. The U.S. are on 2 points, and Wales is on 0 points. One point.
They're top. They're top, but I think, they still absolutely can lose it. I think anyone can still qualify. Yeah,
anyone can still qualify. It's wide open.
And wild group, man.
Yeah.
Shout out Matt Turner.
Yeah,
I'd have to throw that in.
Bro, he scared me for a second there. He starts dribbling up. Straight through the top, I about to shit myself.
That was amazing, bro. That was one of my favorite moments of the game. He just started dribbling out.
Well, that was a ballsy move. That almost created a chance in the U.S.
Especially after last game, that's a ballsy move because he almost let Gareth Bale chip him from the halfway line.
Yeah, dude. But nah, this is the exact type. That type of arrogance is exactly the type of culture I want to see in the U.S. men's national team going forward. Now that we're like low key starting to get good. We just need, like, the most arrogant, like, stupidly arrogant players.
No, I don't want that. That's how you look, but don't win anything ever.
You think USA is too reserved? Regardless? Yeah. We're not actually going to win the World Cup. Might as well go out in style. Fair.
But I think, back to the English perspective, not playing Jack Grealish or not playing at least like a direct player to go against those wingbacks, because we know those wingbacks are very mediocre at best, the U.S. wingbacks. And they got done in a couple times. Even Harry Maguire did in a couple of them in the first half. I think that was a mistake.
Dude, and I also think with like a team like how USA were set up, if I'm England, I'm wondering like why is Trippier actually in? Because Trippier is not really going to be as effective whenever the team is sitting so deep. Like, just get someone who's actually going to support Saka and get him in isolation situations, not someone who's going to get the ball and just swing it away.
Who else is there, though? There's Trent and Ben White.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that they don't have Reece James, but I would have even put Ben White in that situation. Just someone who's going to, like, let the winger have it, you know? I feel like Trippier was kind of taking away from Saka's effectiveness just by – you know, not overlapping when he's to overlap, and then also switching the ball away whenever Saka could be in isolation, like one on one.
That's not Trippier's game. Like, we know that going in. Trippier's
I know it's not. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. In a game like that, get somebody else in.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, going forward, what do the US need to do against Iran? Because Iran can sit back and defend. A nil-nil is good enough for them. It's not good enough for the US. And the US don't have a lot of goals in them.
They might be screwed, I'm not gonna lie. Because it's not even a matter of what are they gonna do better, what can they do better? It's like the team, I feel like at the moment is like, this is a peak performance for them, bro. I don't think it can get much better.
No, you know what? The US played just like Leeds. The performance is there. We put in an amazing first half. We can even put in an amazing second half. The performance is there. We look great, but the goals just aren't there. The results don't match the performance, and it's so frustrating.
I think a big part of it is going to be like their ability to just profit off of set pieces, because we see that they had what, seven, eight corners,
Oh my gosh. Dude, when did Pulisic get so good at corners?
those
I
were
swear every single
God.
one was so dangerous.
They were. They just have nobody running at the back post, like two or three times that they have somebody at that back post. That's an easy slot right through there.
There
And
was
then
this
just like,
one moment where I think it was Maguire got like his like hairline to the ball, and it like tipped it right over one of Zimmerman, I think, was
yeah.
coming in behind.
But then there was another one when it had Pickford backpedaling. Pickford had to like barely get a fingertip to it, but that
Oh
whole
my God.
backside's wide open. Somebody's back there.
Yes,
That's an
bro, and
easy
no one was
slot,
there.
you
Yeah.
know? It's there, and then like at the very end of the game, you know, he decides to pass it down the line instead of just playing it in, creating a dangerous chance. It's the last play of the game. Like,
Yeah, I
dude,
don't know why
yeah.
he wouldn't put it in.
You gotta do something. So it's really just like making, just profiting off of those set pieces when they get the chance.
Yeah.
I think that's how they'll win against Iran.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, anything else? Any other thoughts, comments?
No, bro, it's soccer. That's it.
Soccer.
Soccer
It's soccer.
wins. Soccer's coming home.
All right. Well, peace out. We'll see you guys next episode.